Hello, I'm Johnny Jungle Guts, and this is Jungle Guts, the only wildlife conservation talk show broadcasting live from Kaechung Radio, 1630 AM in Chinatown, Los Angeles. Tonight, we are going to be talking about humpback whale song. If you've been tuned in for a little while now, that's just what you've been listening to. Humpback whale song has a very dear place in my heart, and I think that the discovery and distribution of whale song is really a large part of the reason why people have become so invested in whale conservation. Humpback whale song was initially studied and discovered by two marine biologists named Scott McVeigh and Dr. Roger Payne, and that was in 1967. I've actually gotten the opportunity to see Dr. Payne speak, and I have to say it really affected me. He talked about why he got involved in wildlife conservation. There was a moment when he was driving around. He was living on the coast somewhere in the United States, and there was a radio broadcast actually about a dolphin that had beached, and he went down to see the animal, and it had been sort of abused by some locals. Someone had put a cigarette butt out in its blowhole. It's a really sad story, but in that moment, Dr. Payne, I think he explains feeling really liberated because he realized that that's what he wanted to do with the rest of his life was wildlife conservation. And I remember hearing him speak, and I think that was sort of like stigmata for me, and that's kind of ever since why I've been interested in wildlife conservation, is that idea of just feeling free in knowing something you might be interested in doing for the rest of your life, give you a little sense of purpose. But anyway, we're talking about humpback whale song tonight, and his record that Roger Payne put together called Songs of the Humpback Whale was released in 1970. It's the biggest selling nature recording in the history of nature recording. And Payne believed that humpback whale song was indeed music, and that got people really interested in whales and started the Save the Whales movement of the 1970s. Humpback whale song is a really complex phenomenon. It's performed only by males during their breeding season. Songs last up to 30 minutes and are sung by males traveling to breeding grounds and males that are already in breeding grounds. Males are usually alone or possibly acting as the escort of a female. Humpback whale song includes many elements present in human music. It has rhyme, rhythm, and structure. Also, different songs are often regional and passed down from one whale to another, shifting over time. A group of whales in one region at a certain time of the year could all be singing one exact same song. Sometimes the sound of a particular song will become different quickly and change over the course of a few months, and at other times the humpback whale song will remain fairly indistinguishable over the course of several years. All right, let's tune in for just a little more whale song right now.
Yeah.
All right, that was just a little more humpback whale song. A study about humpback whale song in the late 90s concluded that novelty or newness in whale song was at times a factor when a small group of whales from the west coast of Australia introduced a song to whales from the east coast of Australia, and a radical shift occurred in those west coast whales, so the whales are interested in these sort of new songs. Although the number of west coast whales introduced to that east coast whale was relatively few, those the song was enough. The novelty of the song from the west coast was enough to cause a radical shift in the singing of the east coast as they passed that song along. But the real question is, how do whales all manage to be singing that same song? Whales are acoustically oriented animals, and they use echolocation to get a sense of their surroundings, as opposed to their sight being their primary tool for navigation. So a low booming sound like the ones whales produce while singing and during other vocalizations has the ability to travel amazing distances through water. According to a Cornell University research professor, Christopher Clark, the singing of a whale in the waters of Puerto Rico could potentially travel 2,600 kilometers to another whale on the coast of Newfoundland. The idea of a song being passed down from one generation to the next, shifting over time and differing among regions, evokes ideas of a sort of folk culture among whales. And up until this time, it's still not really determined what the exact purpose of whale song is. The idea is that it's more of a creative expression without a clear social function lends itself to the idea that it could potentially be something really similar to music. However, the idea of singing purely for pleasure is not considered to be scientifically testable, and also the fact that it's performed by only males and largely at specific times of the year makes it seem less creative and more biologically oriented and possibly to have some involvement with breeding. Some would posit that singing occurs to either ward off males or attract females in something similar to a flirting behavior, but some scientists also argue that humpbacks attempt to create different songs in order to seem unique to potential mates. Humpbacks also communicate with a variety of vocalizations and surface-generated sounds that are not considered to be part of the whale song phenomenon or that sort of canon of behavior. These vocalizations appear at different times and serve different functions, often for the purpose of communicating their location to other whales. Some cries and underwater blows only appear when males are quarreling over a female, while other whop calls only occur between a mother and a calf. This kind of whale communication is affected by background noises such as ships, natural sound produced by wind, surf, other animals. At these times, it is more common for whales to communicate using sounds which they generate by breaching or slapping their pectoral fins against the surface when there's a lot of background noise. Breaching communicates location and size when whales are splitting from a pod, and pectoral fin slapping is used by females to solicit males when whales are splitting from a pod. The implications of the idea of humpback whale singing, however, really lends itself to a certain degree of humility for humans, I think. The humpback whale is considerably older as a species than the Homo sapien, and so, assuming that they have been singing for a long time, there's a pretty good chance that music and possible artistic modes of production predated the human race. So that's really something I think worth thinking about, is the idea that art and music are not sole human inventions and have existed perhaps even before our time. But with that being said, I think I would love to go to just a little more whale song for the last couple minutes of this show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you get when you broadcast audio off of YouTube. So anyway, thank you for joining in. This is Jungle Guts with Johnny Jungle Guts. I'm in the studio today with my buddies David and Rocco. Shout outs to Rocco's girlfriend Holly. And I hope you enjoy tonight's show as we just listen to a little more Humpback Whale song before the start of Zen Mafia, which I couldn't be more excited for.
Ooh. up so I can stay on.